hare ger. What about a case of a ger? She noso mamzeres. Let's say a ger married a mamzeres. The yesh kedushin. The kedushin is chal. The yein avera. There's no avera. A mamz is only not allowed to marry into a kal. But a ger is not called a kal, even after he's a guy, even after he comes a yid. He's not called a kahal. Therefore, mamzeres is muta. There's no avera. But havlad holach achara pagam. But in such a case, the vlad is also called a mamzer. The vlad goes after the pagam. Tanya, we learned clearly like this. Tanya, we learned ger shenosa mamzeres. What's going to be the locha of a ger marries a mamzeres? So the locha is havlad mamzer. The kids are mamzer. Divrei Rabbi Yosi. This is Rabbi Yosi shita. Why? Because you go after the pagam. So you see, there's such a case that the kedushin is okay. There's no avera in the kedushin. Still, the kid is a pogum. Or Malais, he answered back. Mi savrit masnisin Rabbi Yosi. Who told you? Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yosi. Masnisin Rabbi Yehudi. I'll tell you. Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehudi shita. The yoma that he says Rabbi Yehudi shita is ger lo yisa mamzeres. A ger is not supposed to marry a mamzeres. So therefore, v'yesh kedushin v'yesh avera is havlat her l'chachra pagam. It's very good. And that's the case. The next part of the Mishnah then, that since there's an avera involved, in other words, a ger, a mamzer is also to marry a ger. Therefore, if they marry a ger, if the mamzeres marries a ger, so it's called an avera was done. Therefore, the vlad goes after the pogam. So therefore, the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda.
All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on in the next tape.
Yehom da samach vov on the base by the Mishnah again. Kol makom sheyesh kedushin. Anytime you have a kedushin, v'yein aveira. There's no aveira. You're allowed to get married the two. So therefore, havlad holach achra zocher. By a normal marriage, the kid yichud is after the father. V'yeze zu. Which case is this? Kahanis levi of Yisraelis, where the she the kal is either bas kahan, bas kain, or bas levi, or bas Yisraelis, or bas Yisrael. And therefore, and shenisu lekoyin levi of Israel, she gets married now to either to a kohen or to levi to Israel. So the loch in all these cases, the kid's yichud, the son yichus, is after the father. What about the chol mokum sheyesh kedushin v'yesh avera? Whenever they have kedushin, the kedushin is chal, even though there's an avera involved. Let's say like by chai v'lavin. Here the loch is havlad hulach acharap pagam. The kid goes after the pagam. The kid is pogum. It's posel lekuna. V'yezezu, or sometimes pogum lekahal, we'll soon see. V'yezezu, what's the case like this? Almona lekain godl. Lekain godl gets married to an almona, so the kid is called lecholu. The kid is pogum lekuna. Or else gerusha v'chalus lekain hedyet. The same thing. The kid is a cholu. He's pos lekuna. Mamzeros and asina liyisrael. Here the kid is a mamzer or an asina. And the opposite way, bas yisrael a mamzer nosin is the same thing. The kid goes after the pagam, the kid is also a mamzer. If the father or the mother is a mamzer, mamzeris, the kid is also a mamzer. Now what about v'chol mi shein le'olav kedushin? Let's say it's arois, it's chai v'krisis. You can't marry your sister, the kedushin is not chal. Avu yesh lo al acherim kedushin. But your sister could get married to somebody else, like she's a Jew, just to you, she's an erva. In such a case, havlad mamzer. That's the case that if they do get married, they have children, the kid's called a mamzer. V'yezah zeh, where's the case of a mamzer? Zeh habo al achas mikol haroyah shabbatayra. In a case where you live with one of the haroyah shabbatayra, there the kid is called a mamzer. What about v'chol mi shein lo, loy olov loy al achirim, like we'll soon like by goy, that there's no kedushin to you or to somebody else. There's no kedushin. So locher is havlad kemoisa. The kid is like the mother. What is the case? V'yezu zeh, where's this case? Zeh vlad shivcha v'nochris. The vlad of a shivcha, that the kid is also a shivcha. Or nochris, if she's a shiksa, so the kid is also a goy. The kid goes after the mother. That's called havlad kemoisa. These are the different halachas of when you have kids, what yichus they have. Now the Gemara says, Kol makim sheyesh kedushin. The Mishnah starts off to say, when they do get married, the heter, then the kid always goes after the zocher, after the father. Oh, malei Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi Yechanan, klolahu, is our Mishnah rule all over? The kol makim sheyesh kedushin v'yein avera, havlat hulach achar azocher, is this true? that wherever we have kedushin and there's no averu when they're allowed to get married, that we say the kid goes after the father, is that true? Hare ger shenosa mamzeres. What's going to be a ger? He was a goy, then he became a Jew. So according to one man diyama, he's allowed to marry a mamzeres. So what's going to be if a ger marries a mamzeres? The yesh kedushin, the kedushin is chal, they're both Jewish now. The ain averu, there's no avera. Because you hold kahal gerim lo yikre kahal, we'll soon see. And still, ha-vlad herlech achrapgam, the loch rizdo, that the vlad is togim, the vlad is called a mamzer. He does not go after the father, but he goes after the mother, he becomes a mamzer. The Tanya we learned, ger shenosa mamzeris, ha-vlad mamzer, divri Rabbi Yosi. So it's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says whenever there's no avera, the kid goes after the father, and here's a case where there's no avera, and still the kid is a mamzer. Because Rabbi Yosi holds that kahal gerim loy mikre kal. The Torah says a mamzer can't marry into the kahal. So the question is, what's called kahal? So Rabbi Yosi holds that a ger is not called the kahal. He's called the Jew, but he's not called in the kahal. Therefore, mamzer is allowed to marry a ger. So according to Rabbi Yosi, it's a kashag and a mishnah. The kid is a mamzer, even though the kedushin was beheta. So the Gemara says, "Oh, Malay." So he answered back, "Me savret masnisin Rabbi Yosi he. Who tells you our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yosi? Masnisin Rabbi Yehuda he. Like maybe our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda shita. The Yomer Rabbi Yehuda shita is ger lo yisa mamzeres. He holds no a ger, even though he was a goy and now he became a Jew. The halacha is he's also to marry a mamzeres. Why? Because he holds kahal gerim mikre kal." They are called the Chlal Kahal Yisrael. Therefore, the Torah says, "Lo Yovi Mamzer v'Kahal Hashem." So the question is a ger considered in the Kahal Hashem? After he's Mizgayer, is he called the Kahal Hashem or not? So you the hold, yes, he's called the Chlal Kahal Hashem, and therefore, Yovi Mamzeris, a ger is also to marry Mamzeris. Therefore, our Mishnah is good. This goes to the Chlal, the second case of the Mishnah. Therefore, it's called the case of V'yesh Kedushin V'yesh Aveira. This is a case where true the Kedushin is Chal, but there's an Avera involved. A ger is not allowed to marry a Mamzeris. So if he's over the Avera marries her, that's the second part of our Mishnah that says, Havlat Herlach Acharah Pagam, that the kid goes after the Pagam. Therefore, if the mother is a Mamzeris, the kid is also called a Mamzer. Whoever is a boy or a girl, he's also Mamzer Mamzeris. So the Murray asks the question, if so, Vinisnayu, why doesn't our Mishnah say it? Like the Mishnah says cases where the kid is holach achra pagam. So why don't we say this case of the ger to a mamzer? So Gemara says, Tona kol mokam da seifa lasuye. It says kol mokam means to include other cases. It says kol mokam sheyesh kedushin v'yesh aveira. So it means to include this case where a ger marries a mamzeris. Then the Gemara says, V'boy yisem, another teretz says, Li'elum really I tell you, Rabbi Yosi. Could be no. Maybe our mission also goes even according to Rabbi Yosi. That Rabbi Yosi says that kahal gerim lo mikre kal. Therefore, ger is allowed to marry a mamzeres. Says so. How can our Mishnah say whenever there's no avera, the kid goes after the father and not after the pagam? Here, where a ger marries a mamzeres, the kid's a mamzer. So Mar says v'tana. Our Mishnah starts off and explains eizozu. Like where are the cases? The Mishnah starts off kol mokim sheyesh kedushin v'in avera ablad alachach razocher. Just like a rule. But then it says, Yezazu, where's the case? Only a Kahanis Levi of Yisraelis. So since the Mishnah says clearly the case, Mashma, only this case is the kid kosher goes after the father. But there are other cases that the kid does not go after the father, but rather the kid is a pogum. That's the chat, Vatona, Ezazu, Lemute, to say other cases not. Vyez, and Moritz Kash is so. Vyezazu, Vesulai. So if you're telling me once the Mishnah is saying these cases, these are the cases whenever they get married, the kid is kosher. Are these the only cases? Vare, I have another case. Vare cholol shenosa bas Yisrael. What's going to be a kohen that's a cholol? That he gets married to a regular bas Yisrael. The yesh kedushin v'yein avera, and avlad herlech achra zocher. Here's also a case the kid goes after the zocher. The kid is also a cholol. So why does the Mishnah say this like? So my answer is all a kasha, that's not a kasha. I'll tell you, Kareb Doistoyi ben Rabbi Yehuda. That our Mishnah goes according to Doistoyi ben Rabbi Yehuda. That holds not like that. He holds, Rashi says, that a Basti is like a mikvah tire with a chalolim. So So if a cholo marries a bat Yisrael, he owes the kid is not posel. Rashi says. Kreb doistoy Yisraelay letana didan diyama benois Yisrael mikva tarvan achalolam. We'll see later on. He holds that a benois Yisrael, a bas Yisrael, she's like a mikva tarvan achalolam. Therefore, if a cholol marries, the cholol means a kohen. That's the cholol. His mother was a gerusha. So if he marries now a bas Yisrael and they have a child, the bita ksheru lakuna. And the story holds the kid now, the daughter is kosher to a kohen. Because the mother, that's a bas Yisrael, is like a mikvah tyra, makes the kid kosher. Then our Mishnah maybe holds like this. Therefore, the kid is also kosher. The kid does not go after the pekam, but rather the kid is kosher. Freddy Gemara, Farei Yisrael shanosa chalola. What's going to be if a ben Yisrael marries a chalola, marries a girl that came her mother was a gerusha, and her father was a kohen. So she's a chalola. In such a case, the yesh kedushin, the ain avera, there's no avera. Only a kohen can't marry a chalola, but a regular Yisrael is allowed to marry a chalola. So there's a case of kedushin, the ain avera, and havlad her lechachar azochor. The vlad goes after the father, the kid's kosher. So what does the Mishnah say in this case also then? Like once you're saying the ezazu, the Mishnah is explaining which cases and only these cases. So why doesn't it say this case also? Here's another case where there's no Avera and the kid goes after the father. Sumar says true, Tana Komokam Dereshal Asuye. This is included when the Mishnah starts off to say a general rule of Kol Mokam, any place. That means to include this place also. This is one of the places that are included. Fred Gemara still Venus Nayo Behedya. But why doesn't the Mishnah say it openly? Let the Mishnah also say this is another case where the Gedushin is Beheter. A Ben Yisrael is marrying a Chalola, and the kid also goes after the father. So Mar says, Mishum Delay Masli Lo, because they can't say it in the Mishnah. Why? Because Seichin Nisni, how could it learn it? Our Mishnah wants to say, like, it says all these cases are muta one to the other. So what do you want it to say? You want it to say that Kahanis Oleviyah V'Yisraelus V'Chalola. If you want to include a Chalola, you have to put it all together and say, Shenis says, if she gets married to any one of them, either to a Kayin, to a Levi, the Yisrael, the Chalola, and the kid will be Mutter. So Gemara says, that's not true. The Chalola, the Kayin, Michazia. If a Chalola, if the girl is a Chalola, that means her mother was a Grusha, and her father is a Kayin. And since they didn't have her, the kid is a Chalola. So now it's also for a Kayin to marry a Chalola. So therefore the Mishnah cannot put Chalola in. True, if a Ben Yisrael marries the Chalola, it's okay. The kid is kosher. But when a kohen marries a chalola, the kid is also a chalol. Therefore, the Mishnah can't put it together. That's why the Mishnah does not say it openly, but rather it's included in the beginning of the Mishnah when it says, Kol Mokka. For the Gemara Ayvu Iko, the Rabba Barbachona. But we still, there's another case the Mishnah should have said. There's a case of Rabba Barbachona. The Omar Rabba Barbachona. Rabbi Avachana says that Omar Rabbi Yechon, the name of Rabbi Yechonon, Mitzri Sheni. A Mitzri, the Pshat, the Torah says, a Mitzri, even after he's Mizgayer, he can't come into Kal Yisrael for 3 daras. That means if a Mitzri is Mizgayer, he's only allowed to marry another Mitzri. A Mitzri can marry a Mitzris. Then they have a child, the child's called the second door. Then when their children have a third door, that's called the third generation, then they're allowed to marry into Kal Yisrael. But before the third generation, they can't marry into Klal Yisrael. They could only marry another Mitzri. So what's going to be the Mitzri Sheni? That means the father now is the Mitzri Sheni. His parents were already Mizgayer. They were the first generation. He's the second generation. Shenosa Mitzri Sheshoina. He marries now a Mitzri that was just Mizgayer. She's the Mitzri Sheshoina. And they have a child now. Who does the child go after? Does the child go after the mother to say he's called the Mitzri Sheni? Or does the child go after the father to say he's a Mitzri Shlishi who would be mutter to marry into Kal Yisrael? So it's a machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan says, B'no Shlishi. Yes, the son goes after the father. So since the father was already a Mitzri Sheni, the son now is a Mitzri Shlishi, he's a mutter to marry into Kal Yisrael. So why does the Mishnah say this? It is another case that the Gedushin is done to Heter, and the kid goes after the father. So Gemara says, again, Tana Komokam Dereshal Asuyeh. It says in the beginning of the Mishnah, Kol Mokom, this is included also. Now the Gemara says that Ula Rav Dimi, but according to Rav Dimi, he argues on Rav Yechanan. Ula Rav Dimi, the Yoma that says, no, Sheni heavy. He holds his only called the Sheni. And you go after the mother. If a Mitzri Sheni marries a Mitzri Rishayna, she was just Mizgayer. The law is, if they have a kid now, the kid goes after the mother, and therefore the kid's only Mitzri Sheni. He's also to marry into Israel. He has to wait till he has children. So according to Rav Dimi, Hevitono, so according to Rav Dimi, why doesn't it say it? Again, according to Rav Dimi, it's a kasha. Rav Dimi holds what? That the kid goes after the pagam, and now Mishnah says no. Mishnah says whenever there's no in Avera, the kid always goes after the Zohar. So it's a kasha now, Mishnah, to Rav Dimi. Sumara says no. Tona Ezezu Lamute. Have you answered before? The Mishnah, though, right away says exactly the cases where the kid is kasha. So only these cases is the kid kosher. But of course there are cases that even though the Gedushin was done beheter, like here a Mitzri Sheni married the Mitzri Rishayna, but still the Vlad goes after the mother, the Vlad is a Mitzri Sheni. Now the Maskasha V'Ika, there's another case yet. That the Chiyosi Ravin, when Ravin came and said over the name of Rabbi Yechanan, the Umais, by Goyim, there's Halacha Holach Achar HaZachar. We go after the father. We'll soon see what this means. They get to the Shivas Amamim, that the seven nations in Eretz Yisrael were not allowed to keep them alive, you have to kill them all out. Let's say another guy lived with a lady from the seven Amamim, and they have a kid. Do you have to kill that kid or not? The locker is no. They go after the father. If the father is an American, and the mother is a Canaanist, the locker is the kid you don't have to kill. You go after the father. But Umayis by Goyim, Holach Achar HaZachar. Nizgairu, once they were Mizgairu, though they became a Jew, the locher is Holach Achar HaPagam Shebishneim. You go after the Pagam, whether the father's Pagam is bigger, whether the mother's Pagam is bigger, we go after the Pagam. We'll soon see what the case is. Now the Gemara says, so why does not Mishnah say it? So again, the Gemara says, Torna Ezezu, Lamut, it also says cases that not like the other ones. Now the Kashir is, it says here that Nizgairu Holach Achar HaPagam. So you see, there are cases when the Kedushin was done the heter, because they're both Gerim, they're allowed to marry one another, and still we say Havlad is a Pagam. So it's not like the Reish of our Mishnah. The Reish of our Mishnah says, whenever the Kedushin was done the heter, the kid goes after the father. And here's another case by Goyim, that after them is Gair, the kid goes after the Pagam. So my answer is again, Torna Ezezulamute. Our Mishnah says clearly that there are separate special cases when we say the kid goes after the father. But of course there are other cases that even though the Kedushin was done beheter, like we'll soon see when two different Gerim married one another, they're allowed to marry, still the kid does go after the pug. We'll soon see. Now the Gemara says, no, hi mai. What's going on here like? So Rashi explains, the Gemara is asking the question myself now. Iyarmin, if you want to tell me Bishlam, I can understand it very good. Masdisin Rabbi Yehudahi, that our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that we said before, that a ger is not allowed to marry a mamzeris. Rabbi Yehuda holds that kal gerim ikri kal. Therefore, a ger is not allowed to marry a mamzeris. So if you want to say Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, says so kol mokum deresha liasuya Yisrael shenasa chalola. When the Mishnah starts off to say kol mokum ashram, all places, that comes to even include where Yisrael marries a chalola. That the locker is there when they have a kid, the kid is kosher. Because the chalola is allowed to marry a bas Yisrael, and therefore the kid is not a chalola, the kid is also kosher because after the father. Or the Rabbi Babachona. Or could also include Rabbi Babachona's halacha. That he says that he said, well, by Mitzri Sheni marries a Mitzri Sheno, that the Beno is a Shlishi, that the sick kid goes after the father. That's the two cases the Reish of the Mishnah means to include. That wherever the Kedushin is done the heter, we say the kid goes after the father. Now, Ezezu, but then the Mishnah does explain the cases exactly where do we say the kid is kosher, where the parents was a Yisrael, Levi, Kayin, married also, Levi, Yisrael, Kayin, Mashmon, in these cases, not any other places. Come Nafuke, other places, no. So the Mute, what does it say no to? The Rav Dimi v'Ravin, saying not like Rav Dimi and Ravin's halacha. The Lafuka Rav Dimi, he was the one that said no, that when a Mitzri Sheni marries a Mitzri Rishayna, the kid is only a Sheni. And who had in according to Ravin, that says, V'umais, holach achra pagam. So that's what the lafuke is coming. So that's very good. Now,